are sharing, or Peter is sharing, what he thought was coming. So in Acts 3, and this is the same in Deuteronomy 18, 18 and 19, but in Acts 3, verses 22 and 23, Moses said, "The Lord will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brothers. You shall listen to him in whatever he tells you. And it shall be that every soul who does not listen to that prophet shall be destroyed from the people." All right. So we went through Exodus a couple years ago. Does everyone remember that? What was Moses like? What did Moses do? Because they're sharing. Yeah. Moses said, someone's going to come like me. He's going to be raised up from Israel. Who is that going to be? What is he going to look like? What is he going to do? So what are some of those things that Moses was? Okay. Sunday schoolers should be able to answer these questions. Okay, what did Moses do? What was his life like? He was a shepherd. Yep. Okay. Yep. He was a leader, deliverer. Okay. So you have to say, was Jesus a shepherd? Did he ever call himself a shepherd? How did he describe himself as a shepherd? I'm the good shepherd. Not just an average shepherd. And the good shepherd will do what? He's going to take care of his sheep. He's going to protect them. All right. So was he a deliverer? Was Jesus a deliverer? What did he deliver us from? Sin. Is that a little better than just delivering us out of slavery? Okay. Eternal slavery. Okay. All right. What else did Moses do? What kind of cool miracles happened during Moses' time? Parting of the sea. So he had control over the water. Did Jesus ever have control over the water? What did he do? He walked on it. Changed water into wine. Remember another story? He calms it. Okay? So not only did, Moses kind of did one thing, and then Jesus is doing all these other things. Okay? So everything that people were expecting, Jesus took it another step. Okay? What else cool miracles happened during Moses' time? The manna from heaven, right? Okay, so they would wake up and it was there. Okay, they would go to rocks and water would come out. Okay, so we talked about the water already. What did Jesus do with bread? He multiplied it. He says, you know what? I'll take couple of baskets, and I'll feed thousands. Okay? So this was, these were signs for people to go, well, wait a second. Moses said, someone's going to come and be like me. And then Jesus does these miracles. What should be the connection for them? What should they be thinking? This is just a guy who does some cool tricks? Yeah, maybe this is something bigger. Wow, now I'm starting to remember. Oh, Moses had some power over water. Wow, he's walking on water. He's calming the storms. He's turning water into wine. That's a little bit cooler. And I always have to ask those questions. Well, who is this? Who is this? Okay. What other kinds of things, when you think back of the life, how was Moses born? Remember the story?
He was supposed to be dead. I mean, killed.
Okay, he was supposed to be killed, right? What happened when Jesus was born? What did the rulers think? Yeah. Remember, they killed all the babies. What happened with Joseph and Mary, though? Okay, had a dream and they ran away. Where'd they run away to? Egypt. Okay, you start to see, people have called it different things, but there's kind of this mirror of Jesus' life and the life of Israel. But what Jesus always does is he one-ups them, right? He always does it a little better. And this is what God wants to do, is look at the whole Old Testament, you know. Like we said, that's most of this. Okay. So, this much, you know, not just a little bit here, you know, but the rest of it. And what was going on? What was Israel? Hebrews does a good job of saying Jesus was superior than things. Okay, and in these verses in Acts, it was, he was superior. He was like Moses, but he was superior. Okay. But you can just go back to creation. Okay? So you had Adam and Eve, and they were to have what over the world? Dominion over the world. But where was Jesus in creation? He was the creator, okay? He one-ups them, okay? So Sneaky Snake shows up, and what happens? He deceives them, and what do? They eat the fruit, right? What happened when Jesus went out and was tempted?
He did not sin.
He didn't sin. Okay, so you start to see this pattern of Jesus being superior. Not being like Moses, but being greater than Moses. You know what happens at Christmas time? We all come with our expectations of who we think Jesus is and who we want him to be. But Jesus always wants to be greater than that. You know, Jesus, oh, you're good enough just to take care of me. You're good enough just to forgive my sins, but that's enough. But Jesus says, no. I'm a whole lot more. I'm a whole lot bigger. Now you think of other things, what Moses did. You know, like the plagues. You know, and he said, put the blood on the doors, the lamb's blood, and that will protect you from death. Well, what did Jesus do? He did the same thing, but his was eternal. And for anybody and everybody. Then you keep thinking, what other great things happened? There was this covenant. Have you ever heard about the covenant? Okay. There was the old covenant, and Jesus says, I bring you a new covenant that's even greater. Then Moses went on a mountain. He came down with the law. Okay. Moses brought the law. What did Jesus do? He fulfilled it. Okay? Moses came up with hundreds of laws on how to live, how to be holy, how to be righteous, how to do what God wants us to do. And Jesus broke it down into two. Love God and love your neighbor. So what you see is this idea of they had this picture of the Messiah, but Jesus was greater. They had a good picture, and they were excited, and they loved the anticipation, and they were so, just could not wait for this Messiah to come, for this picture of David, for this picture of Moses, for the deliverer. But Jesus was so much bigger. And you can go on and on and on. There was the temple. What'd you do at the temple? Okay? You would go and you would worship, you would sacrifice, you would do all those things. And what did Jesus do? He was the sacrifice. You didn't have to do it day after day. You wouldn't have to go, okay, here's my sheep. Oh, on the way home I sinned, I got to go back. It was a one time for all. And where can you worship? At a building? Anywhere. Where is the presence of God? Was in the temple, and now it's in us. And Jesus was saying, I'm so much better. Yes, all these things pointed to who Jesus was and who the Messiah was going to be. And they were so excited for Christmas. But it was even bigger. How about the priesthood? Okay? You were born into the priesthood. But now who gets to be a priest? Everyone, right? We all get to be priests. Do we have to go to the temple to communicate with God? Do we have to do all these things? No. Jesus was greater. Christmas wasn't just about a birth. It was about changing all of history. It was changing all of our realities. It was about changing eternity. Okay? Now, what do we do with Christmas? Okay? If you're like our house, all right, Christmas is coming. Okay, how many recitals? Okay, supporter gifts. And then there's this party and that party. And all the cousins need things. And yeah, do you want anything? You know, and how much money do we have to spend? And it becomes this burden versus excitement. And what is, you know, the reason for the season? Have you ever heard that? You know? And for us as Christians, this would be the most exciting time. Okay? Wow. We get to remember this great event that the creator of the universe became a baby to take care of our sins, to love us, to walk with us, to heal us, give us strength, give us all these great things. Whenever Israel thought of Moses, he was like, whew, he is way up there. He was our deliverer. He did miracles. He stood up to Pharaoh. You know, parted the Red Sea. Led him around. He did all these great things. And he did. He was a great man, great prophet, saw the face of God, you know, all this kind of stuff. And all these things were great. But you know what? Moses is still like right here. And Jesus is way up there. Are we excited? Do we trust him? Or is this ho-hum? Just another holiday? Another time to get a little frustrated about, did we send all the right Christmas cards to the right people? Yeah. What is Christmas for us? Yeah. Are you excited? Do you anticipate Jesus in your life? Do you anticipate him taking you to wherever you are going to go? Whether that's, you know, some little internal stuff like Richard was talking about. Wow. I've got some fear in my life. Like, why is that? Well, you'd have to ask, what did Jesus talk about fear? He says, true love what? Casts out all fear. Oh, yeah. Jesus was bringing love. Oh. You know, we have all these Sunday school things that should revolutionize our daily walk. But we forget about them. And the busyness of life comes. Yeah. We feel like Mary and Joseph, and oh, I just need a place to stay the night. You know? And I'm sure that's 99% of what their first Christmas was like for them. Is, oh, I gotta find some shelter for my wife. She's gonna have this baby. Oh, I can't go here, I can't go, oh. And there's these tax things, and I got to register for that. And oh, you know, all the garbage that comes in. All the things that turn us one way or the other instead of what is Christmas really about. Christmas is about this Messiah coming who's going to do these awesome, mighty things. And not just the things they were thinking a Messiah should be, but even greater. He wasn't just a deliverer. He was going to take care of all of our sins for eternity. I mean, if that's all Christmas was about, it's better than any other day there's ever been. You know, to have, you know, the creator of the universe want to walk side by side with us. That's better than any day. To have God want to be a part of our lives, it's greater than, you know, just one of these little aspects. You know, who's going to take the burden of the law away from us? That is greater than anything. And we just kind of take it for granted because we've heard it a million times. You know, we've heard it since we were this big and all the way up and ho-hum, just another one. This is my 20th, 30th, 40th, 50th, 60th Christmas. It's just another day. You know, yeah, it's nice, but oh, I have to pack all the kids up. We have to drive over there. I have to put the trees up. I have to do, you know. We get confused all the time about what it really is. And it's not just going to be a good day. It could be an awesome day if we let God be a part of it. If we just say, Jesus, are you a part of my Christmas? Or do you get left out of Christmas? Because for most people, Jesus really does get left out of Christmas. On the list of 100 things that need to get done, he's probably not on that list. And that's a shame, but it's the world we live in. So when Mary was getting ready, and Joseph was getting ready, and Elizabeth was getting ready, and the wise men were getting ready, and all those guys were getting ready, their hearts were excited in the anticipation of what that day would be. When the Messiah, the King, the Deliverer, the new Moses, the Son of David, when all those things would happen, they were so excited and had such an anticipation. And they didn't know the half of it. And we know the whole of it. And we're like, whatever. No big deal. Just go on. Hope I get what I want for Christmas. You know, were you naughty or nice this year? You know, all that kind of stuff. But I just pray that we wouldn't take it for granted. And we would get excited. And we would say thank you to God. Thank you to Jesus for what he did. Thank you that it wasn't just a one-time thing. He wasn't just some great guy way back when in history. But it's for today and it's for all of eternity. Amen? Okay.